वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवत 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 40 जद्रुवाच न सहेदरसास्थात्मन्तरा प्राप्तया तव अभिजित्वा सुखं ग्राम्यं वैतृष्ण्यं नैति पुरुषः. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. जदु रिप्लाइड, माय डियर फादर, यू हैव ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड ओल्ड एज, ऑल्दो यू ऑल्सो वेर ए यंग मैन, बट आई डू नॉट वेलकम योर ओल्ड एज इन वैलिडिटी, फॉर अनलेस वन एंजॉय मेटेरियल हैप्पीनेस वन कैन नॉट अटेन रिनन्सिएशन. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Renunciation of material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human life. Therefore, the Varnashrama institution is most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to turn home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajananumukhasya. One wants to go back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Brahmani upasamasrayam. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage in devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already on Brahman platform. Mancha jo vibhicharena bhakti jogena sevate sa gunan samachitana itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. The Bhagavad Gita says, one who engages in full devotional service don't fall down any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one attains devotional service, therefore he is suddenly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Varnashrama, therefore, gives the opportunity for gradual elevation. Jadudi, son of Maharaj Jadati, explained that he was unable to give up his youth, for he wanted to use it to attain the renounced order in the future. Maharaj Jadu was different from his brothers. As stated in the next verse, Tarvasya-chodita-pitraha druhishchanusya-bhārata pratyā-cakhyo-adharmagyā. Maharaj Jadu's brothers refused to accept their father's proposal because they were not completely aware of dharma. To accept orders that follow religious principles, especially the orders of one's father, is very important. Therefore, when the brothers of Maharaj Jadu refused their father's order, this was suddenly irreligious. Maharaj Jadu's refusal, however, was religious. As stated in the 10th canto, Jadus Dharma Sridasya, Maharaj Jadu was completely aware of principles of dharma, religion. The ultimate principle of religion is to engage oneself in devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage himself in Lord's service, but there was an impediment. During youth, the material desire to enjoy material senses is certainly present. And unless one fully satisfies these lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen many sannyasis who accepted sannyasa prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Why do you accept sannyas prematurely? Foolishness. Therefore, the general process is to go through grihastha life and vanaprastha life, finally come to the sannyas and devote oneself completely to the service of the Lord. Maharaj Jadu was ready to accept his father's order and exchange youth for old age because he was confident that the youth taken by his father would be returned. But because this exchange would delay his complete engagement in devotional service, he didn't want to accept his father's old age, for he was eager to achieve freedom from disturbances. Moreover, among the descendants of Jadu would be Lord Krishna. Therefore, because Jadu has eager to see Lord's appearance in his dynasty, as soon as possible, Jadu refused to accept his father's proposal. This was not irreligious, however, because Jadu's purpose was to serve the Lord. Because Jadu was a faithful servant of the Lord, Lord Krishna appeared in his dynasty, as conformed prayers of Kunti. Jadu priyo syanoye bhaye. Jadu was very dear to Krishna, who was therefore eager to descend in Jadu's dynasty. In conclusion, Maharaj Jadu should not be considered adharmagya, ignorant of religious principles, as the next verse designates his brothers. He was like the four Sanakas, Chatusana, who refused the order of their father Brahma for the sake of a better cause. Because the four Kumaras wanted to engage themselves completely in the service of the Lord as Brahmacharis, their refusal to obey their father's order was not irreligious. Brahmacharya ashram, first ashram, next will Grastha ashram, then next will Vanaprastha ashram, then next will Sannyas. It is not easy thing. This is gradual development, opportunity for gradual development, not you jump like that. Those who take sannyas prematurely, Prabhupada says, we have practical experience, Prabhupada says. We have practical experience. Those who have taken premature sannyas, we have seen they have fallen down, they have fallen, isn't it? Premature. They are fallen. They fall down. Yes. Here Prabhupada says, they fall down. In his very elaborate purport, Prabhupada has given what is dharma, what is adharma, how Jadu's refusal is supported by dharma, whereas the refusal of his other brothers are not supported by dharma. Prabhupada has explained in his purport, very elaborately. Here Prabhupada says, prematurely, taken sannyas, they have fallen down. Because they have this desire for sense enjoyment was not satisfied. Yes, not satisfied. Yes, we have actually seen that many sannyasis or sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Yes. They are disturbed. There is an impediment. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage himself in Lord's service, but there was an impediment. What is impediment? During youth, the material desire to enjoy the material sense is certainly present. And unless one fully satisfies the lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed, rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who have accepted sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down, because they are disturbed. Therefore, the general process is to go through first brahmacharya, then brahmacharya ashram, then grihastha, then vanaprastha, finally sannyas. But another point is also here. It's also discussed in this chapter. Nandatu kama kama anam kubhogena samyati abhisa krishna bhatmeva bhuya bhavi vardhate. This is also there. This will come up. The more you give enjoyment to your senses, more they will demand. Yes. They will never be satisfied. Are you satisfied? Another point is there. If you pour ghee in the blazing fire, the fire will never be extinguished. Rather it will become more ablaze and demand, give me more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. Similarly, the more you give enjoyment to your material senses, the more they will demand. They will never be satisfied. What is the question of satisfaction? This is also their teaching here. Jadati is now requesting his sons who are young, already attained youth, to exchange his oldest for their youth. Everybody is refusing. Eldest son Jada, why he refused, is explained here. Then his younger brothers all refused. No, we cannot. Isn't it? Jada said, my dear father, you have already achieved old age. He had two wives, one Devadani and another is Sarmishta. Enjoyed sex so much. Already sons were produced. From Devadani he produced Jadu and Durbuso, two sons. They are young men now. And from Sarmishta he produced three sons, Dhruva, Anu and Puru. Five sons of young men, already enjoyed sex, and they are so young men, still not satisfied. Where is satisfaction? When his father-in-law Sukracharya cursed him, he became old and invalid. So he became old and invalid. Then he said, shamelessly said, my sexual desire is not satisfied. Isn't it? Mr. Allen. Though Mr. Allen had one wife previously, already produced one son, or how many children? One son. So many times enjoyed sex, isn't it? So many times already enjoyed sex. They're not satisfied. Yes. It's Jadati is such a but two wives, not satisfied. Such insatiation is there. Now he asks him for exchange. He is dissatisfied. Still thinking to marry. Yeah. He is dissatisfied. Complaining about his wife. Yes. So practical, Baba, practical. So dissatisfied. Now dhatu kama kama na upahogena samyati havisakrusam vastmema huyam. Bhagavata, Jadati will say this, come later. His youngest son, Puru, will be willing. Then he exchanged. His youngest son, Puru, accepted the old age and buried of his father and gave his youth. Then Jadati enjoyed. There was only hundreds of years, still no satisfaction. No satisfaction, where is satisfaction? Here comes, in this purport comes, you see. There is an impediment during the youth and material desire to enjoy material senses, certainly present. Unless one fully satisfies the lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who have accepted sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fallen down because they are disturbed.